I've decided to record the Esperanto words from lesson one for you. So turning to page two, at the top, section one, it says these two words always stay the same and never alter. And those two words are la and kai. And then it goes on in point number two to mention that all nouns end in o. This means in the singular. So the examples they give are besto, cato, lacto, hundo, domo, libro, cafo. And it mentions that there's no need for an equivalent to the English a or an. In section three, plurals are formed by the addition of the letter J, which is pronounced y. So yes is pronounced as you heard it then. Oi rhymes with toy, so we have bestoi, catoi, and so on. In section four, it introduces the idea of verbs, and in the present tense, they always end in as. It never changes. So we'd say, la bestoi estas catoi. Hundo trincas, la cato ludas, hundoi curas. And note carefully in section 5 that curas means run or are running. Hundoi curas. We don't have to have a separate word for are and a separate word for running. On to page 3, the negatives use the word ne. And we never ever say nay for that one. That's a very English mistake. We just say hundoi ne curas, la rozo ne estas fructo. And in 7, prepositions are introduced with the examples en la domo, sur la libroi, apud la taso, estas cato sub la tablo. And then there's a vocabulary. I'll just go through this list. Banano, besto, butico, domo, fenestro, floro, fructo, herbo, hundo, infano, cafo, cato, carto, lacto, lettero, libro, planco, pomo, pordo, roso, sacco, sucero, tablo, tasso, vaso. Estas, curas, legas, ludas, sidas, scribas, staras, trincas. Al, apud, en, kai, kun, la, ne, sub, sur. I'm just going to pronounce the Esperanto sentences from lesson one so that you get an idea of how they sound. Number one. La letero estas sur la tablo. Number two. La hundoi curas al la domo. Number three. Cato ne ludas kun hundoi. Number four. Estas butico apud la domo. Number five. La rozoi estas apud la fenestro.